Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, none other than Stephanie Joy. Folks, I want to give you a real quick heads up here. We just heard what happened in France, and I watched the video a couple times, and it was really cute the way that these mercenaries just walked over to a guy that was shot in the stomach, and they, you know, as he turned around, he said, you know, don't shoot me, and they just blasted his head off. People need to understand that this is to increase global governmental control through the UN. People need to understand that these people are being funded to do the things that they're doing by creating chaos so they can bring in a new world order. You can ask any one of them, because every single one of them has blurted out their the truth in their confusion. We also know, you know, for example, going back to the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, he said anyone that doesn't accept the New World Order is a terrorist. And what they have you doing is blaming these people for being terrorists, and then what they do is they label them as a bunch of jihadist terrorists, you know, crying out Allah Akbar before they blow people up. But folks, going back to Hitler, Hitler used the jihadists as well to create terror, so he could overthrow, so they could actually consolidate more power against the people that they were ruling over. Keep in mind, Hitler used to use the brown shirts as well, friends. He would create his own terror, and then he would bring in the answers, and then he'd be hailed as the hero. But people didn't figure out that he was actually the one contriving the terror until after the fact, and until, you know, 12 million of his own people were murdered, and then his country was completely taken down in every sense of the word. It was destroyed. And then the people woke up to the fact of what this was all about. Well, this is nothing new under the sun. Nothing new under the sun, folks. As a matter of fact, even if you go back to James Madison, he's the guy that said, concerning what's going on in our country today, he was the one that was responsible for basically telling the American people that if terrorism ever comes into this country, he said it would come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, when in fact it's the people within that are using these supposed terrorists to consolidate power against the people that they rule. Now, just to prove my point, when these things are done, like what just took place in Paris, the shooting, you can watch the video online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's interesting that these guys, they go out and they just basically kill a mass amount of people, and then what happens in America, what people aren't putting together is 2 + 2 = 4, because really the message that they want to give to everybody, friends, is no one's safe. No one's safe. And anytime you talk out against, the radicals, these jihadists, you know, they're decrying Islamophobia. Well, listen, if you speak out against anything they do, they'll just come in and kill a couple of you. See, and what they're doing, friends, is they're retaliating because of a cartoonist, and they're also afraid of what's going on in Germany right now, where tens of thousands of people stood up and they rallied together and said, out with Islam from our country. And this is in Germany, friends. But again, we go to the United States of America, where your president, he actually tears down your security on the borders. He entertains America's sworn enemies. He contrives crimes, and then he blames you for the crimes that he himself committed. And the American people still haven't got this figured out. Let me take it a step further. We also know that it's this president, friends, that who that went to the UN, and folks, I'm stumbling purposely so I can play stupid with those that still haven't figured out what's going on in their country yet, or in other countries, because this is on a global scale. Who does it work for, friends? Who does terrorism work for, friends? Why is the government always asking for those countries and those peoples to relinquish and to forfeit their rights for the security of all? And guess who power goes to? To the government. Why would governments across the globe, in a state of terror, friends, why would they disarm their own people? You tell me. Again, the writing's on the wall. But going back to the President of the United States, he declared to the world at the United Nations, which, by the way, was created out of World War II because Woodrow Wilson failed to the League of Nations through World War I. See, these wars are contrived, friends, and this is what they're trying to establish, is that one world order. Okay, going back to the UN and President Barack Hussein Obama, he's the guy that said the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam. Huh. And isn't it interesting, after they commit these crimes, they won't label them terrorists. Look at Fort Hood, friends. They won't label them for who they are. Why? Because it's these people that are behind the very things. And by the way, just to take it another step, we already see the links between President Barack Hussein Obama and the Muslim Brotherhood. Sending aid, sending F-16s to America's sworn enemies. And then we go back over here again to France, and we hear about all this. These guys were well-trained. Well, the question you have to ask, friends, is who is funding them? Who's keeping them afloat? You got a bunch of these losers, little devil, they're minions of the devil is what they are, going around working for someone that's paying them to do what they do, because they know at the end of the day it works for big government. And if you think I'm out there, go ahead and do a little homework on any dictator. Any tyrants, tell me how they operate, friends. But what's sad about what's happening in America is the writing's on the wall on a daily basis. And America still acts like it will never happen here, although it did happen here. And just to take it over to the Bush regime, let's go back to Prescott Bush. Let's go back to George Bush Sr., who called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. He said that. I didn't. Do your homework. This isn't a conspiracy theory, friends. It's a fact. Well, if you check out who his daddy was, Prescott Bush, he was the one that was indicted back in the 20s and the 30s, friends, for actually financing Hitler's war. And going back to George Bush Sr. again, friends, does it not strike you when he says, out of chaos, we can bring forth a new world order? Who's creating the chaos? This is all bought and paid for. Now you are standing down and allowing a man in the White House to defend these people that are going around and slaughtering anybody that doesn't agree with their totalitarian methodologies. What do you need, America? What is it that the American people need in this country before they finally figure out that the fox is in the chicken coop?
Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, if you haven't seen the video of these hired mercenaries, and you better bet your bottom dollar that's exactly what they are. Someone's paying the bills, friends. And you're not going to find a bunch of losers sitting out in the desert.
Just supplies
to no end.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden we're hearing from these government officials, and what's interesting about it is the fact that our military is not allowed to retaliate their fire.
Right. So now they play by the rules, they don't.
Exactly. Yeah. So who's telling our government they cannot respond and deal with the enemy within and without? Your government. So let me ask you again, friends. We can play stupid for so long before we finally figure out what the deal is. But hopefully we're going to learn the lesson before we have to learn it after the fact. Your government is telling you not to respond. They could have taken these guys out a long time ago, but they need these guys because it works for a global initiative. Again, remember what I said during the first segment, James Madison, the father of our Constitution. Who knows better than our forefathers do because they dealt with this sort of stuff? They dealt with a tyrant named King George, who hired mercenaries to kill these people off that resisted his British Empire. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, I know we're talking about France, or the French people, friends, but I'm bringing it home. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Look to the Bush regime, friends. Look to George W. Bush. Look to George H. Bush. Look to Prescott Bush. Now you see his kid running for the president who totally agrees with Barack Hussein Obama. Isn't everybody, and I'm kind of jumping over on another topic, but isn't everybody complaining about the establishment? Yet the American people are led to believe that the only option they have now is Jeb Bush. People in Florida hate the man's guts. He's for Common Core,
which
America completely regurgitated. He's completely for homosexual marriage.
Yeah.
I thought these were Christian men. They love God so much they disobey him at every turn.
Yeah, people want a different tune to be played in America, but yet they still keep going back to the same old vomit.
The illusion is that's the only options they have.
That's right.
No, that's the illusion they want you to believe that's all you have.
In fact, we actually did this in our high school swimming program. You know, when people think, you know, men are running for presidents, they think, well, you have two options. You've got the, you know, Democrat option, you've got the Republican option. Well, you don't know. There's like 17 other people that are running for president that you don't hear of because you don't hear them in the news media. You don't hear them, you know, through radio and television and newspaper
because they're
only promoting
the
two that they want you to see. And that's where the people have to step it up and say, no. People say, well, we need men like so-and-so or so-and-so. So maybe, just maybe, you're that man. Or maybe, just maybe, you're that woman who needs to step up to the plate and say, you know what? I'm going to run for office.
Hey, you know what? There's 300. This is in 2008, friends. There's 312,511,424 people in this country, and you were led to believe the only options you had were John McCain, who nobody likes, and Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, there was actually 17 people on the ticket, friends, at that particular time. I want to see how smart you guys are since we're talking about this. And since Steph brought this up, I think it's a great point. I'm going to give you some facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates. Okay, and these are your choices.
Of the next world leader, right?
Of the next world leader.
Yep.
And here's candidate A. He associates with crooked politicians, consults with astrologists. He's had 5 to 6 mistresses, chain smokes, and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Do you want him to be the president of the United States of America?
I would have to say no.
Common sense.
Yeah.
Candidate B. He was kicked out of office twice, sleeps until noon, used opiates in college and drinks a quart of whiskey every evening.
Yeah, I would have to say no on that one as well.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Candidate C, he's a decorated war hero. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke, drinks an occasional beer, and has not had any extramarital affairs.
Well, that one would be the best of the three.
That's exactly right. And so they would have you believe.
Exactly.
So for the most part, most people are saying, you know what, candidate C, he would be the guy I would vote for. Well, candidate A, friends, was none other than the crook himself, Franklin Roosevelt. 3 terms, friends, died in office. Okay? Candidate B was none other than Winston Churchill. He liked to drink booze, by
the way. I guess so.
You ever see the famous picture of him with Stalin and Roosevelt?
Yeah.
You know,
Buddies.
Yeah, trying to bring together that New World Order, weren't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Through what? War and chaos,
mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah.
At the blood and sacrifice of the American people and their sons and daughters.
That's right. And also keep in mind, Roosevelt said that the American boys, not one of them would step their foot on foreign soil. Yet 405,399 of them fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today, friends. Why don't we take these politicians and put them in the ring? Why don't we put guns in their hands?
Let their kids go first.
I'm sick and tired of these people. And I'm sick and tired of the masses of the American people standing down and allowing this kind of stuff to take place. Here's candidate C. None other than Adolf Hitler. Now, just keep in mind, he was the war hero. Now, if they told you the truth as to who he was and what his track record was really about, do you think that he would have been put into the position that he was? By the way, Hindenburg didn't want anything to do with this little short mustached freak. Less than 3% of the 80 million people in Germany actually took Adolf Hitler serious. Once he got into power, he started to kill off all his opposition.
Yeah, and what did they do, too? They promoted all these big stadium events with all these people. So what do you feel like if you're opposing Hitler? You feel like this tiny little, you know, fly on an elephant's backside where, okay, this is just way too big for me. Who am I? What can I do?
I'm not going to resist.
Exactly. And that's how they want you to think.
Yeah, and by the way, if you didn't know, friends, you know how everybody was Heil Hitlering? Remember how they kept putting their hand up? It's interesting for those that didn't know to know that if they didn't do that, they could get fined. They would get a ticket for not saluting Adolf Hitler. So everything they did was a complete illusion. What they needed to do in Germany back in the 40s is they needed to pull the curtain back on Hitler if they had the opportunity to do that. That's if he didn't you know, have them murdered off by the church groups in Germany at that particular time, who he used to do the killing. It was Hitler's youth. Those were the church groups, friends, that were doing the killing for him. Hitler, remember, didn't do any killing. It was the people, but yet it was Hitler contriving all the wars. What? Just think about that. Just think about that. Less than 3% of the population actually took him serious. Hindenburg didn't trust him. They thought they could control him. Again, once he got into power, he started to kill everybody off.
Yeah, but then look at that. So less than 3%, but it's the 3% that irate, tireless minority.
Yeah, in a righteous
pushing,
sense.
Yeah, there's two ways you can look at it. There's the 3%, you know, and Hitler's, obviously they were the bad guys, but they were doing the job. They were pushing forward. They were aggressive about what they believed in.
Well, the people let him do it.
Right. Then you've got the American Revolution. You got the small minority, but they were irate, tireless, as Samuel Adams said, you know, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I always like to add the hearts of men, but they did it for a righteous sense. So there's the righteous sense. But the point is, look at the majority that stood down.
There is the blessing and the cursing of God right there.
Yep.
Using 3%. Today, less than 1.7% of the population in America is being used to destroy this country. Now, this is the point that I wanted to make about Hitler, and then we'll jump topics. Interestingly enough, if people would have pulled the curtain back on Hitler, there was nothing behind him. There was nothing behind him. That's why he needed the Goebbels. His illusionist.
Propaganda.
His propagandist.
Push it out there.
And this is exactly what the state-run, controlled-run media in this country is doing for this administration. Not going there today, friends. Just wanted to hit as to what's going on in France right now. You need to know that it's all contrived.
Yeah, and you know, I just want to add just a side note to that, too, as well. You know, the media obviously pushes what they're going to push. The state-run media has an agenda. There's lots of propaganda, so on and so forth. If you were going to go to a room every day and sit down and you knew the person that was standing in front of you was speaking nothing but lies to you, you'd be an idiot if you kept going to the same room every day and listening to the same individual that you knew was lying. So I want to say this for those of you who turn on the state-run news media every day.
Stay controlled.
You sit down and you watch it on a daily basis. You know they're lying to you, but yet you're letting your mind, you know, go there. I would say shut off the TV, get busy doing what you know for righteousness' sake, ask the Lord to show you what he wants you to do, and plow your row and be the best that you can be at it. If that means, you know, starting a tea party, running for office, being a preacher, reaching out to the young people, whatever that means.
Right?
Of course. Well, what I'm saying, whatever it is, whatever facet God has called you to do, whatever you think, even though you think it might be small and insignificant, some of the best things have come out of the most small and insignificant people that you can think of in America and across this nation. Those that think, well, I don't really have a place, God used them mightily because their hearts were just to do his will and God took care of the rest.
Here's Joseph Goebbels speaking of which we're just going to go with the flow. This is Adolf Hitler's propagandist. He said, "We shall go down in history as the greatest statesman of all time or as the greatest criminals."
There you go.
What's their history, friends?
Mm-hmm.
God is not mocked. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end of year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long term storage products, include real freeze dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty friends. If you'd like to jump on the show, lay it out on the table. You have 53 countries listening to what you have to say, along with 36 affiliates across the country, which are listening live. You can go ahead and do that. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Going back to the propagandist and how it all works, friends, Joseph Goebbels said, think of the press as the great keyboard on which the government can play. I mean, these jokers told on themselves, and this is exactly what we see today. Think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play.
Yeah.
The propagandist under Adolf Hitler, who killed 12 million people. By the way, he never pulled the trigger. His little church group buddies did.
Yeah, you know, all the more shame on us when we have history.
Yep.
You know, nothing, this was unprecedented what Hitler did and you know, with the Jews and in Germany and Nazi, you know, all of that was
displaced persons.
You know, when you look at all of that.
Opposition.
Yeah, it was unprecedented before, you know, in modern history when you're looking at everything that went along with it. But we here in America now, we have history. We can see what happened in Hitler, with Hitler's time, with Hitler and the Jews. We can see what happened in Germany. And when we see the same types of things taking place in our own country, where freedoms and liberties are slowly being taken away, you know, your freedom of speech, you know, you don't want to speak out too harshly or strongly.
All the same
it's called
thing.
Hate crimes, yeah. Now, so on and so forth. When we see these things coming down the line. You cannot turn a blind eye to it and say, oh, well, this is America. It'll never happen here.
Of course.
You said, it did
in
happen
their pride.
Here. What happened on 9/11? We thought, oh, that would never happen here. Well, it happened here.
Yeah. And then who's been under attack, speaking of which, since September 11th?
The American people.
You, America.
Yep.
You are.
And like you said, we've been told so long, okay, we have this, you know, terrorist problem, you know, this Islamic threat. We've heard that for years and years and years
who's
under George Bush.
Who's supporting these guys?
Right.
And why is the president defending these guys?
So the point is, we've heard this for years and years. These are terrorists, so on and so forth, under the Bush regime.
Yep.
Then we have Barack Obama come in, and now he's entertaining those same supposed sworn enemies in the White House.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, we're okay to build mosques.
But America still hasn't figured this out.
Right.
They go to Facebook and they just bravely put their little slander or their little, you know, their thoughts concerning Barack Hussein
and
Obama,
they run out and live
acting as if they're talking about somebody in a third world country.
Right.
And which, in fact, he's not in a different country. He's in your country.
You know, and Brigitte Gabriel, she talks a lot about this, too, in her home country.
So does Pamela Geller.
And you know how they were so open-minded and they let everyone in and they were, you know, open to all these different things.
Yep.
What happened to her? And look at her testimony. She's bringing that same warning. Listen, the same things are going on in America today. She's fighting against what's going on in this Islamic threat. And she's just shouting it from the rooftops and people here. Yep. You know, they have eyes
women,
that they don't see.
Mind you, women doing the job of what the men should say. Well, again, the men are too busy watching full-grown men in tights fight over a pig ball while the women are out there doing the fighting.
Right, exactly. And so this is completely
Isaiah
backwards.
3, read it when you get a minute.
The men should be leading the way and the women should be supporting what the men are doing.
That's right.
But when you look at this, we've got warning after warning, writing on the wall after writing on the wall, and yet still, America, for the most part, turns the blind eye because they're doing their own thing, their own entertainment, their own lives, their own education, their own boats, yachts, whatever they
want
to do.
You go ahead and turn your back all you want. Sooner or later, circumstance is going to catch up to you where you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Prevention is better than cure, but if that's the voice that America doesn't want to hear, it doesn't matter because God will get your attention one way or another.
You know, it's like
going back to Joseph Goebbels, he had said this, friends. He said, man is and remains an animal. This is the evolutionary view of government, folks, that the people in that country succumb to or conceded to. He said, man is and remains an animal. Here is a beast of prey. They're a house pet, but always an animal.
Yeah, I thought that man was created in God's image, as the Bible
says. Keep in mind, going back again to that pedophile Henry Kissinger, interestingly enough, too, if you look at the SS, many of them were pedophiles. But read the pink swastika when you get a moment, friends. But here's another insight that you might not have is the fact that when you look at Henry Kissinger, he said of our military that they're dumb, stupid animals only to be used for political what? Political gain. They're using the military, and Henry Kissinger, who has sat in how many administrations? Nixon's all the way to the present. Why is that guy there? But he's calling your military dumb, stupid animals only to be used as political pawns was the exact words that he used, friends.
And he's embraced by every administration under the sun.
Yeah, but they protect him and they cover him up. But in foreign countries, they know who he is. He's even going over to George W. Bush, friends. America, you look at him like some people say, oh, we miss George Bush. But other people outside of America understand him to be a war criminal.
Yeah.
What is the perspective that you are getting, friends? I guess you can go ahead and just attack, or after two buildings are attacked in your own country, then I guess you can just go after your political opposition. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar? There was a guy named Hitler that did the exact same thing, and for some reason, they didn't believe it until after the fact when he attacked his own Reichstag. He established fatherland security. We have homeland security. Nothing new under the sun. Systematically, friends, line upon line, precept upon precept. Am I saying that's what happened here in America? No, friends, I'm simply saying there's a lot of coincidences. And we can only remain stupid for so long before we actually have to respond. But in this situation and where we are today in America, putting up with an administration, I am still trying to figure out why the state-controlled media puts a mic up to this man and his administration's mouth, folks, because there's nothing that this man says is true in any sense of the word.
Yeah,
not even his name.
Right, and our whole message is prevention is better than cure. But like you're talking about, you can only say it so many times. It's like this. If you have a child and you say, listen, that's hot, don't touch it. You can say it till you're blue in the face, but some people just have to learn the hard way and they have to go and touch it. Once they burn themselves, they know never, ever to touch it again. We want America and the American people to be the kind that listen to prevention is better than cure and take heed before bad things happen. Not after bad things happen, you touch the fire, you burn your hand, and then you have to learn the hard way. We want people to learn the not so hard way by following God's precepts and commands, by judging men and women by their fruits, and going on from there and establishing righteousness and peace throughout this land in accordance with God's laws because we love him and we see his sacrifice of what he did for us.
Amen.
So it's amazing, but you're going through all these different things and there's so many different ways that you could go, but we have to understand we cannot sit down, we have to stand up. We cannot reel back, we have to push forward. As I was mentioning yesterday, I just spoke with someone who goes to all these different Tea Party groups, and he said, well, people were happy with the results of the election, so now attendance is down. That's the exact opposite way of what we want to do. When we have a victory, so to speak, or we go forward and progress, we don't sit back down and relax to the end. We can push back everything you just established. No, you keep going forward. We're supposed to be aggressive. Christianity is aggressive by nature, and if we're fighting to save and restore our republic, we need to be aggressive and go forward in every single thing, in every facet of our lives, in every area that God has called us to do. So bottom line is we have a job to do. Let's get it done.
Yes. And I mean, I love to hear that. I just love to hear what my duty is every day. As a matter of fact, I pray for it every night. I'm not being facetious. I always ask, Lord, what is it that you would have me do? I'm actually online. This is live radio right now. And I'm actually online just going up and down, looking at the pictures of Hitler's youth and what they were being used for. They were being used as soldiers. These were kids, friends, warring against other countries. They were being used as the fire department.
And notice they were being indoctrinated from a young age. If you look at a lot of Hitler's youth, and you look at a lot of young people doing the Heil Hitler and, of course, showing disdain towards Jews, goodbye Jews.
Yep.
You know, they didn't want
attacking
the Jews to be around.
Attacking anybody Hitler didn't like.
Right, and, yep, of course, children are innocent. They grow up, and they get handed down from their parents or from the people around them what kind of bias they're going to have, what kind of prejudices they're going to have, because it's trained into them. It's drilled into them. That's why young people are so important, and that's why, you know, in our case in America, Barack Obama constantly goes towards the young people because he understands they're the future. If you can get them while they're young, indoctrinate their minds, they have a certain mind that you can train them up in the way that they should go. Jesus said in the Bible, train them up in the way that they should go. When they're old, they would not depart from it. Speaking of your children, well, that goes in the right direction and the wrong direction. That's why the young people are so important to train them
totally
up.
Totally. You know, and people can look at Barack Hussein Obama as a complete joke. I totally agree. But the joke is on the people that allow him to basically promulgate and, excuse me, push forth his agenda on a daily basis to a country that thinks he's a joke. Who's the joke on? You. I'm looking at pictures of Adolf Hitler here. Look at this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, people laughed at him. He thought he was a complete clown.
Looked like Laurel and Hardy.
I mean, yeah, and then they allowed him to dictate what happened in government. Then he overthrows the Constitution, which, by the way, took him 6 years to do that. You have something called the Patriot Act, which does the same thing for those that didn't know. That's why the FBI is now asking for you to just forget the Fourth Amendment. Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. You already see that happening through the TSA. Now they want to take it another step and blame any American that they want to blame without a search warrant. In other words, they don't want a judge involved. It sounds much like the radicals.
Yeah,
they don't want the judges involved.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, here we go. Now they want to go in and basically trump up charges on anybody that doesn't agree with them and then throw them out into the limelight with their state-controlled media little minions. And then they want to go ahead and portray the good as bad, and they want to portray the bad as good. Isaiah 5, when you get a moment. But again, going back to the point of looking at Adolf Hitler, I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
Now they have in their school books, friends, that this will never happen again. They're educating the students as to identify what an individual would do. In other words, to mark the steps of what a tyrant would do, like Adolf Hitler would. And again, here they're learning after the fact.
Yeah.
And here we have it across the globe, friends.
You don't want to have generations later. And in fact, I actually visited Dachau, one of the concentration camps over there. And it's interesting. You don't want to have generations after the fact of so much death and devastation be, you know, walking through a concentration camp or visiting a Holocaust museum to find out what we shouldn't have done or what we shouldn't have allowed. We shouldn't have to have those kind of things as memories of what happened in the past. Yeah. It shouldn't have even taken place to begin with in the first place.
You know, it's interesting. When you said Dachau, the first thing I thought of was the people walking into the gas chambers, because these people still believed that Hitler had a need for them.
Yeah.
Instead of resisting him, they deceived themselves into believing that he still had a need for them as he was executing 6 million of them.
Right.
Absolutely incredible. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment coming up around the corner.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Final segment. Did not talk about a thing that I wanted to talk about today, but
sometimes it happens that way where it's a really good thing.
No, I'm grateful for that. I'm okay with that. And I'm just, like, again, as I said earlier, we're live and I'm just going across the boards and I want to hit what's important to hit, and I want to be led as to what I hit, and to the degree that I go, I want to be led to, and by the Holy Ghost to do just that, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, who comes to open the eyes of the people to turn them from darkness to the light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance and sanctification in the name of Christ. I mean, that's what I want, and obviously God is looking out for his people by having those that will warn the people and blow the trumpet and preach from the housetops, and that's exactly what we mean to do on the show. But in saying that, just right when I got back on the air, I was just looking at a picture of Jeb Bush. And folks, I don't mean to be disrespectful in any sense of the word. I'm just tired of these people, these supposed self-proclaimed demigod elitists, promulgating the lie to the American people that they're the only choice that you have. If it's not Jeb Bush, who people are tired of the establishment, then it's Hillary Clinton. And we've seen the little charades between Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, and people didn't put two and two together when those two were going at it with each other. It was all a game, because we know that Barack Hussein Obama's his administration, for the most part, is Clinton's tried and true. And, oh, surprise, surprise, out of nowhere, here comes Hillary Clinton wanting to run for the presidency. Folks, if you have not taken the time to read or watch Clinton Chronicles, yeah. It's very disturbing, but you want to see a crime syndicate. Interestingly enough, you got the Bushes and the Clintons basically joined at the hip. And you can see that same scenario taking place with this criminal administration. But I do want to say this. You do need to understand, for all you criminal politicians, I'm humored by your stupidities, because soon enough you're going to be standing and you're going to be bowing your knee and you're going to be confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord, because you need to understand that he is your judge and that all roads lead to his throne. And no matter what you do or what you say on this earth, your life is but a vapor. Your life is as the grass that withereth away. And interestingly enough, it's also humorous to me that not only are you going to be standing in front of him on Judgment Day answering for everything that you did, not only in deed, but also in word.
And everything you didn't do.
Oh, and everything that they did do. They know what they are doing. Mm-hmm. But what's humorous to me about these guys is the fact that they just think that they're better than other people. But folks, you do need to understand that on the other side of that, that these people do not think like me and you think. They do not rule their lives the way that me and you rule our lives. And going back to Jeb Bush, this is what I wanted to say. Look at him. What a dork. He looks like a high school nerd in a 55, 60-year-old man's body. I mean, dude, push your glasses up. Straighten out your tie a little bit. I mean, if you're going to at least try to deceive the people, look a little bit better. Represent yourself a little bit better than that. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I just...
Doesn't anybody see this?
Apart from anything, about, I don't care. I mean, what you look like. I mean, obviously, you should take care of yourself. Listen. But what I'm saying is obviously, we judge a man by his fruit. So what are the people...
Okay, I'm not there right now.
Right.
I'm judging this man by his physical presence, his public image. And... what are you smirking at? Why are you laughing? I mean, do you not just, when you look at these pictures, it's like nobody just tried to find him, look this stupid. He's doing that all on his own.
Yeah.
And in saying that, I mean, even we had a picture, and I want to talk about this tomorrow, hopefully, but there's another picture that was posted the other day, and I looked at this, it was a girl, this human being, and I just looked at the visual, and I'm not being mean, folks, but I could... Ugh, I'm looking at her right now. I can just smell her stinking breath. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It's like, lady, I bet her breath would knock a buzzard off a poop wagon.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I'm just telling you. I'm just being transparent, and I'm very agitated.
Well,
I have been very agitated today with what's going on in our country.
Yes, you have been. You know, if more people were agitated, we'd have a different country.
I was going to say that. I was going to say that, because if you'd have took it the other way, I would have said, well, then why isn't anybody else agitated? Yeah. This is our country.
Yeah, if more people were agitated about what's going on in the world today and actually did something about that, not just complain to their coworker and, like you said, write a little something on Facebook, but actually took steps to change something. You know, we've got a great saying around here that says, don't complain about what you tolerate. If you're complaining about this, that, and the other thing, it's like, well, then are you tolerating it? Have you done anything to try to stop it? Have you spoken out against it in a true, real way? Have you tried to rally people together? Have you tried to start your own thing? Well, no, I can't even tell you. I just I don't like it when people say, you know, you guys should really try to do this.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
You guys should really connect with so-and-so.
It's like,
okay, I'm doing 20,000 things, and on top of what I'm doing, you want to add more onto my burden because you don't want to go out and do something yourself.
Let me go back. There were people involved they were actually involved in melting down the lines concerning the House switchboard, which was jammed with people calling in on reps to vote against Boehner. They didn't want Boehner anymore.
Right.
And interestingly enough, people from all over the country were rising up against this Republican clown, this little puppet, this little ventriloquist. And interestingly enough, it wasn't, well, we posted that yesterday morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We can't stand the man. He's a drunk, by the way, if you didn't know that. That's an insider. That's an insider injection of truth that you might need in understanding who he is. And we also know he's a little minion for, I hate to say it, for Barack Hussein Obama, who's a little minion too. But in saying that, just a couple hours later, Boehner was reelected to third term, which I have a hard time believing, friends. And so does America. And now we have him again on Sons of Liberty Media. Sore winner. Boehner strips Republican opposition to him of positions on House Rules Committee. Folks, they are making their own rules as they go along, and you need to put a stop to it. Also wanted to let you know on Sons of Liberty Media, friends, anti-gun liars gonna lie. Moms Demand Action founder promotes debunked claim that 90% of Americans support background checks. Baloney, friends.
Yeah, and you know,
you're being lied to.
I gotta say this too, because we were talking about this earlier in the show. We were talking about, you know, what happened in France, and you're looking at all these different things, and you got your borders wide open, and yet the government still wants to strip you of your right to bear arms.
Yes.
Okay, so let me get this right. I mean, duh 101. I mean, I can't think of any other better word for it than this. So you're telling me that we've got all this problem with terrorism across this nation. We've got ISIS. We've got, you name it, whatever group. We've got our borders wide open. Yeah. We have a government that lies to us on a daily basis, caught in scandal after scandal after scandal.
900
and
times.
And then you want us on top of that to give up our right to protect ourselves because we know you're not going to do anything to protect us and our families, and we should just willingly hand over our guns to you too as well. Am I getting that right? Right?
That's what
I mean, really, is do they think American people are stupid?
Yeah, well, they are.
In a lot of
If they weren't, then he wouldn't be here. That's why they do what they do. We've said this 1,000 times. They're adding strength to tyranny by turning their back and acting like it has nothing to do with them. And yet we can see it incrementally encroaching upon the rights of the American people. And if people would just put those two together, just what Stephanie just said. Wait a second. So we have all this going on in this country. We have these jihadist France just arbitrarily shooting anybody that doesn't agree with them. They're protected by our president, friends, the president of the United States. And interestingly enough, the American people are still trying to figure out what's going on in their country. You deserve what you get.
Yeah.
You just have to say it. You deserve what you get.
And I don't think it's a matter of trying to figure out what's going on in our country, because it's not it's locked in the closet. It's not like you can't see it. It's as plain as the nose on your face. It's as bright as the sun that shines every day. It's not a matter of people, I don't think, being ignorant. I think it's a matter of people knowing what the truth is and willfully doing nothing about it.
Well, that's exactly what's happening. One more post on Sons of Liberty Media, friends. Jeff Foxworthy and Alan Jackson, targeted by Moms Demanding Action for Gun Sense, friends. You might find one or two, but we've seen what happened back in the 90s. What they did is they transposed the pictures. They told you that there was a million mom march, friends. They couldn't even get a quarter of them people to show up. What they did is they transposed the people, and they put the whole, when you're going to Washington, D.C., you look at that long line of grass right in front of Abraham Lincoln's, you know, memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, in his statue there, what they did is they transposed the picture, and they took groups of the people, and then they stacked them all up, and they were busted for that. They were busted using political pawns that were news anchors acting as moms. They were writing their own scripts trying to deceive the people as to what was going on concerning the guns in America, when in fact, folks, they were creating all of this all by themselves. And by the way, they were busted doing it, friends.
Yeah,
they're at it again.
Who was it that said, you take the pictures, I'll create the war?
Yeah.
I mean, you really do. When you have that, when you have everyone glued to that TV, then what happens? You know, people fall online with it, and they should know better.
Well, we got to know what the enemy's doing. Well, you know what the enemy's doing if you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio. com. First John 3:18, love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com.